Good morning, Denver, and welcome to Power Players Radio. Thanks for joining us this morning. I've got a guest with me today that probably a lot of you in Colorado will be familiar with. If you're familiar at all with rodeo, then you're going to know the name, and that is Charlie Kingsbury. Did I say that right, Charlie?
Yes, sir. You're right on.
Cool. Well, good morning to you, and thanks for joining me.
Good morning, and thanks for having me. It's a blessing.
Well, it's a blessing to have you on, and you and I have shared a little bit off the air, and I just want to, you know, tell you, a lot of people, I sent out my last newsletter, and I had introduced that next week's guest, which is Ashley Andrews, and kind of the lead into the information I put on the page was, I know a lot of you are asking, Ken, what's with all this rodeo stuff lately? But, you know, there's a lot of cool stuff going on in the community that you're affiliated with, in the cowboy farm and ranch community, people who are accustomed to the Western lifestyle, and I'm a little overwhelmed at all the awesome stuff that's happening, so I'm really excited to have you on the show.
I appreciate it. Just like you said, there's just a outpouring of what God is wanting to do, you know, in the rodeo world, in the ranching world, and it's just been awesome to be a part of it, to see the people that have gone before us that have started these different ministries and stuff, but just to get on board with them and just see what else God wants to do in the rodeo world as it spreads over all the country, because there's like 700 rodeos all across the country. So it's a big flat platform to share what God has been and will do and will continue to do in our lives.
Well, it sure is, and it's surprising in some of the places that there are rodeos going on, places that people wouldn't think about. I mean, you've got things going on in the Northeast and all up and down the East Coast. It's just amazing stuff. Well, let me, just for the listeners that aren't familiar with you, I know you're still involved with the rodeo, but you had told me not as much as you used to be, but you used to be one of the big names in rodeo, and as early as 2005, what's the title that you won in 2005, Charlie?
In 2005, I won the Mountain States Calf Roping Championship. They've in professional rodeo, they break it up into 12 different circuits, where if you're from Colorado and Wyoming, you can rodeo right around here if you're a family man and be a little closer to home, and they give you a chance to win the championship there, and then that takes you on to a national championship. And then I went on there in 06 to represent Colorado and Wyoming, the Mountain State Circuit, and was runner-up in the nation in 06 at the Dodge National Circuit Finals, which is in Pocatello, Idaho. So in the arena, it's been a blessing for me, but I just feel like God is kind of moving me into taking what he's done for me there and the relationships I've been able to build into the arena and just use it to glorify and get to build his kingdom. So that's just honoring that how God will choose us and use us, the things we love and the people we love, to be an influence for him in their lives.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely puts you in a place where, you know, you've got some recognition that you can utilize, especially with a lot of these young guys that come up in the rodeo.
Yes, sir, that's for sure. And that's one of the huge things with Fellowship of Christian Cowboys and Forever Cowboys and these ministries that have a heart for the next generation and realize that kind of the name brand of a cowboy has always been rugged, the rough type, and which that's fine. We don't want to lose, you know, the man's mentality of the rodeo cowboy and the cowgirl, but with that, it doesn't mean that we don't have a heart for God first and we don't have a heart for his people and love people. And so for the next generation, we just would like to influence them where the influence is to make good choices in their lives and make the right choices, where it is in a family atmosphere that is friendly towards wives and kids. And not only that, where we can come into these different communities and pour back into these communities that raise the money for the rodeo and help us, and it's a big event coming into town, but yet we can come into those schools and say, hey, we're cowboys, we wear cowboy hats, yeah, we're tough, we do our things in the dirt, but we just want to let you know the toughest cowboy of them all was Jesus and what he's done for us, and with the relationship with him, you know, you can have purpose and plan and reach your destiny that He has for each and every one of us.
Hmm. Well, amen to that. That's for sure. Well, and you're not just a cowboy in the rodeo world. You actually do. You and your family have a ranch out in Greeley. Is that right?
Yes, sir. 30 miles east of Greeley. I'm the fourth generation on this ranch. We have about 350 head of mother cows and raise a little bit baby calves and have some alfalfa and some corn and some sugar beets. So that has been my background and my family's background, and is a great place to be raised. And we also have some interest in Greeley with a GMC Pontiac and Buick car dealership. So I've been fortunate, you know, that not only my family has left me a spiritual inheritance, but we have great heritage here in the Colorado area. And I thank God for grandparents and parents that loved Him and showed me. And the good thing about that was God was so personal, that wasn't good enough for God. He wanted me to choose Him for myself. So through all that, even though my parents and grandparents had chosen Him, there was ways that God got my attention and allowed me, and how He presented Himself to be so real in my life. So it's been a good journey for me.
Yeah. Well, is there, you know, growing up obviously in a Christian home, are there times where you remember really turning your back on God and having to flip back around a little bit, especially in that world that you kind of are in now, and you know, going through the professional rodeo? And you had mentioned that there comes with that and maybe it's a stereotype in a large scale, but there comes with that rough and tumble, you know, bar brawling kind of stereotype. And I know that really does exist in some areas.
Yes, sir. It does exist. And, you know, I had the head knowledge. You know, I was just able to speak at a church in Arizona Wednesday night. I flew back there and I did, you know, I understood, and I had the right choices because of the foundation that my parents and grandparents had laid. But until I possessed that for myself and it was really established in my heart, and I started making some choices intently on the right relationships in my life, you know, Jesus is our first right relationship, but then choosing His people where I could be mentored and have people that were walking beside me, kind of like the example in the Bible of Paul and Timothy, and then the people that came beside Paul, like Barnabas and stuff, that would walk through life with him. And as I grew in that, there was times that, and you know, I told them, and I'll share it with you, that some of the most frustrating times in my life were when I knew the right decisions to make, but I had set myself up for failure because of the places I'd put myself into, and I was choosing wrong. And when I'd lay down at night and a conviction was on my life, I knew that God had a different plan for my life, and He wasn't going to settle for just what I thought was good or my friends thought was good, but He had a call on my life, a plan and a purpose, and He was willing to just be so faithful through those times and just keep on encouraging me and sending me the right people to keep me on track, get me back on track. So we serve a really faithful God that loves us a lot. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, in a second, we're going to take a break and we're going to get back into some of this stuff. But I do want to mention before we go, and we'll talk about this again on the other side of the break. You've got a CBMC, what does that stand for, before I go on?
It's a Christian Businessmen, and every once a month they have somebody locally come in and speak, and then once a year they try to get a big athlete or a Bill McCartney, Rocket Ishmael this year, or Michael Reagan has been there in the past, just somebody that is a first God-loving man, but next, you know, have some name recognition that can share the importance of Christianity.
Okay. Well, in that, this event this year is going to be on April 14th, Saturday at 8 a.m.
Yes, sir.
At the UNC Ballroom in Greeley.
That is
Tickets are $10, and it's definitely a well spent $10, and worth the trip out there for sure. But for the listeners, you can go to www.cbmcgreeley.com, and you can find out more about this. Also, I will have a link up on our website, which is powerplayersradio.com, and I encourage everybody to go check this out for sure. I'm also going to have a link up, Charlie, that's going to link you on the Fellowship of Christian Cowboys page, so people that want to hear more about you can go to that for sure. But you and I will talk more in just a second. We're going to pause for a sponsor identification. We'll be right back on the other side of the break.
94.7 KRKS. At JFR & Associates, experience a refreshing way to purchase or lease your next vehicle. A professional and courteous member of their team can save you the hassles of typical automotive shopping. They'll do the work and save you time and money. The trained consultants at JFR will search for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, and they have all types of financing available for any credit situation. Their consultants can discuss leasing or financing options with you. At JFR & Associates, they are proud of their reputation, and their repeat and referral clients all agree. Purchasing your next vehicle can be a surprisingly pleasant experience. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289 or visit their website, www.jfrcars.com. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289. That's 1-888-963-2289. Call today.
Soldier of the cross, soldier of the cross, you carry the sword of faith. Soldier of the cross, soldier of the cross.
All right, thanks for coming back to Power Players. I'm here with Charlie Kingsbury. Charlie, thank you for joining me again today. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me, Ken.
Hey, no problem at all. Hey, we're getting back into this thing that's coming up. This is the CBMC Leadership Prayer Breakfast that's going to be held at the UNC Ballroom in Greeley, and you're going to have Rocket Ishmael, who's got quite a story.
Yes, sir, he does.
Tell me a little bit about how you guys got hooked up.
You know, we for the last 3 years, we've been having an event with the National Finals Rodeo where on the Sunday, we have a church service out there that's just free to the public, and just to not only inspire the contestants and the rodeo cowboys and their families, but just an outreach out there. And so we each year try to get somebody that is been a professional athlete and kind of knows the struggle of that, that's going to come in here and inspire these guys. So that's the way I got to know Rocket is I got in contact with him for that event, and we've just struck up a relationship, and he loves the Lord and wants to see his kingdom built, and he's just on board with whatever God's got for his life. So just like we're doing in our areas of influence, he's using the platform that God's given him to build the kingdom, so it's an awesome thing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, then, having said that, he comes obviously from a Muslim background.
Yes, sir.
What a great time and a great, you know, I mean, timing is pretty good right now for him to share his story, and it's going to be an exciting event, and people who want to hear more about Rocket's story need to probably check this breakfast out. I'm going to try and see if I can get up there for sure, because that would be a cool thing, and I think that he's got a very unique stage to speak from for sure. But coming back into where you're at now, and you're a family man, you're a rancher, a farmer, and you still get out there in the rodeo circuit a little bit. What has God got you working on right now other than this CBMC deal? Because I know you're involved in a few different ministries.
Yes, sir. What I'm involved with is, like we've mentioned, is Fellowship of Christian Cowboys, which is an organization that I believe since 1971, where it was just that, where a couple Christian cowboys got together and they wanted to be able to fellowship, because we know that, you know, once we have that relationship with Jesus, we have a desire to build our relationship with other believers. And so that's basically what it started out as. And then it's grown into having rodeo Bible camps for kids where we can come in here and start through a week's time, build a relationship with these kids that come into the rodeo Bible camps. And then that enables us, through being able to teach calf roping or teach bull riding to them, it gives us an opportunity to impart, you know, the reason that we are here is not only to help you in the arena, but also help you in the arena of life. And so those things will really start up this summer.
Yeah.
And then a step further in all these rodeos, we have the platform, 700 different rodeos. We would like to start where we're coming in there and having youth nights at the rodeo, where we're inviting these inner city kids and the kids that don't get to experience rodeo into the rodeo way of life, be able to come in and speak in their schools and, you know, be very honorable to the school boards and that of not, we're not going to talk about Jesus, not talk about the Bible or anything, just talk about good choices, you know, making the right decisions, being on the right websites, you know, the right friends and all those things, and working hard in order to get what you want to receive in life, but then invite them to the rodeo and work with these committees where they'll give the first 1,000 kids a free rodeo ticket, where you get these kids in there where you can go full gospel and say, you know, positive messages are good, but who started positive messages was Jesus Christ. And with the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ in your life, you can press through and live a victorious life.
Yeah. So that's awesome. Now with these, well, actually, I'm going to back up. I got a question for you. When you were growing up, having grown up in this community and in that lifestyle, did you attend any of these kind of camps?
Yes, I did, on a smaller scale. They weren't as much. They were more like retreats,
right,
and stuff like that, where they didn't mix the instruction with it. You just go with a retreat with your family, where nowadays they mix the instruction with it. So I did go to those things, but it seems like we are a lot more focused nowadays in the discipleship part of it, where we're going to come, we really want to create an atmosphere for this next generation, where they know that these awesome cowboys, these world champions, you mentioned Charlie Sampson, a world champion bull rider, and these Cody Custers that are world champions,
yeah,
they need Jesus. So if they need Jesus and that's where they're at in their life, you know, as the next generation growing up, you know, we can impart that to them. That's never too young to start a relationship with Jesus. So, and then be able to step it out with them where they have an atmosphere where they can really grow in the Lord earlier in life than I did and these other guys did.
Yeah. Now, also, when you talk about instruction, I know you're talking about biblical instruction, but you're also talking, I mean, you're teaching inner city kids how to go out and do all this roping and stuff like that, aren't you?
Yes, sir. You know, I was able to go through the PRCA and come into a Denver public school. And, you know, you don't make them get on a horse and run right away, but there's other things, just like in basketball, where you'd start out with layup drills and shooting free throws before you'd ever put them in a full-out scrimmage. It's the same way you can build it with these kids. Just allow them to swing a rope and rope a bale of hay.
Yeah.
Or just be able to pet and brush a horse. And, I mean, these things that I have taken for granted growing up on a ranch, it is. It's so cool for these guys to get to see, you know, a different lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no question. And I know that just with I shared with you, you know, I certainly didn't grow up in a Western lifestyle. I grew up on the coast on the east side, and you know, the only horses we ever saw were at the zoo.
Yes,
and they were attached to a little round carousel, and you could sit on them for, you know, a couple dollars for a couple minutes. And it's different now. I mean, I go out and visit some people and places now, and I mean, I'm just amazed at the caliber of the
the community. I mean, it's there's so much going on with ranching and farming and the I guess it's the equestrian community. And I mean, I'm just amazed every time I go out and see what's happening, how many kids are getting involved in different programs like what you're talking about. But of course, the reason we're talking about the one that we are is because you use the Bible as the reference point and the starting point for everything that you're doing. So,
yes, sir.
That's some awesome stuff. Well, Charlie, tell me what you know. As a you have kids?
Yes, sir. I have three kids: a daughter, 7, Chaney, and then I have a set of twins that are 3, a boy and a girl named Kaysen and Cardi.
That's awesome. Well, what I was going to go with that is, tell me as a father now, where do you? You obviously you grew up like we talked about it in a Christian home. There was a time when you had to make a choice for yourself. Are there things that you're doing different with your kids now than you felt that even your parents being, you know, godly parents did with you? I mean, is there a difference now in the way that you're bringing up your kids and the way that you were brought up?
One thing that really does help me being in ministry and being hooked up with the generations that are following me, I feel like I'm more relevant and knowing what's going on the computer and the things that the kids of today have to stand against.
Yeah.
And I just think if we are prepared as parents, knowing really, you know, the battle that we have for this next generation by being hooked up with the generation, because, you know, if we are going to be the head out in front tackling all these things, like I totally feel like God wants us to be, you know, the music that is awesome to me probably is not going to be awesome to my kids. So I just know that with what God is doing with music for us and things like that, that we can be more relevant if we won't be too hooked up into what we think this next generation needs and just be hearing from God. So that's the biggest thing I try to do, is just be where we're ahead of the curve with the next generation, where we're not having bands that, you know, I might necessarily like at these youth night outreaches and stuff, but something that's going to draw them, and they're going to come in there and go, man, I didn't know God had music like this.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, where we can be and show them, hey, it's all right to be cool and be a Christian. He's not asking you to do anything that. He's just asking you something that's going to give you a hope and a future, and it's not going to take your future and your hope away. And that's what, as a parent and as I'm ministering to my kids at home, and my wife and I want to just stay in agreement of hearing from God of how best to just be in the forefront of what our kids are going to be facing in their lives. And my parents, you know, they had to wait a long time for me, so there's almost like a generational gap in there.
Mm.
They waited 13 years before I came along, and so it was kind of even harder for them to stay relevant. And I don't think my dad had any clue, you know, is what really, even during the 90s and stuff, well, I think it's just progressed even through the computer and through like that, what our kids can get a hold of now at such a much earlier age even than I did.
Yeah.
And that's the things even I talk about with my parents today, is it shocks them to hear how early in life I heard about some of the things I heard about.
Yeah.
And now when I have a group that I met with 5 boys on Sunday nights, and I just like, I know I sit there with my mouth open sometimes, hearing what they see on MySpace and different sites like that, and just go, oh God, you know, help us as the generation ahead of them to be able to help them surround themselves with the right people, the right choices, and the right things in their life.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think we, as a parent now, we have to dig in a lot more than our parents maybe had to.
Yes, sir.
There's a lot going on.
There is.
Well, you know, Charlie, I really appreciate you taking the time to come on this program with me, and we're going to have, you and I will have conversations in the future, and
yes,
and
we will.
And we may be doing this program again someday. But I want to mention again that for those that are going to be available on April 14th, definitely check out cbmcgreeley.com. or call 970-347-2551 to go to that CBMC Leadership Breakfast. And Rocket Ishmael will be speaking there. It's going to be a great, great time for sure. Tickets are $10 and it's well worth it. And again, it's 970-347-2551 or go to cbmcgreeley.com. And I will have the link also on powerplayersradio.com. So again, Charlie, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Thank you, and God bless your program.
Thank you so much, man. We'll talk to you again real soon.